Vision Quest. Like so many other people, I am on a personal vision quest, a lifelong journey of discovery and evolution. So remember I mentioned a diary that I kept during my junior year in France? I was 20 years old and on the adventure of a lifetime. Well, I came across that diary recently. Remember, this was back in the day before cell phones, satellite TVs, podcasts, the internet, and 24/7 so-called news channels. Can you even imagine that day? I remembered the diary combination, opened it, and inside made another discovery. Tucked between the pages of that journal were some handwritten letters from my father, who I had only remembered as a hard worker, a disciplinarian, and an ever-present but mostly silent presence beside my mother. Reading his letter, I remembered that he also loved to read, and he loved words and learning about new words and definitions. In his letter, I learned that my father was quite witty and a wonderful writer. He was also a dreamer and a loving and encouraging father, whom I dearly wish I had gotten to know better as a person. So despite the forward leaps we have made in the scientific fields of communication and even travel, how rare an opportunity is it that I get to travel back in time and talk to and walk alongside my younger self? I can't help but wonder, would she like the woman and mom that she becomes? Would she be satisfied with her life journey? Would her 20-year-old self like and respect the woman she became decades later? Would she have made the same choices at each fork in the road? Would she lament any path not taken? Would we toast our life together as we laughed and cried and enlightened the other still more? What a priceless mirror to discover, and an opportunity that I cannot ignore, postpone. Even as I begin reading and reliving my life and exploring the observations and musings of a younger self, I look forward to this newest leg of my personal vision quest. Where will it lead now?